Welcome back. Go ahead and just take a moment to get settled in. Well, today we're going to explore thoughts a bit closer. Those strange things in the mind that essentially everyone takes for granted. Just consider the last time you stopped and took the time to really examine your thoughts. And I don't mean the contents of your thoughts. We all obsess over those. But when was the last time, if ever, you investigated thought as it's directly experienced, as a phenomenon? I mean, what is a thought? What is it made of? Does it have substance? Where are thoughts? Do they have a location? Where is that? So, as you sit here and just allow the body to come to rest, allow the mind to settle, calm, calm, calming. See if you can become curious as a thought arises. What is a thought? See if you can investigate it as a phenomenon. Again, not its contents, but directly. And if you find that you've collapsed into a thought, that you've become identified with it, no big deal. Just note the thought to emphasize the awareness of thinking. And then examine the thought as it's directly experienced. What is it? Does it have a substance? What about a location? Where is the thought? Is it staying still? By investigating thought in this way, we can start to appreciate the freedom mindfulness offers. When we're not aware of thoughts, they move us here and there, make us feel this and that. They can turn into our greatest temptations and cause internal storms to rage. But as soon as you become mindful of the thought and see its empty nature, it's barely nothing, just like a wisp of energy in the mind, you realize that it has no inherent power aside from the power you give it with your mindless attention. So again, just sit with the intention to be aware of thoughts as they arise and to investigate them as a matter of direct experience. Notice them as a pattern of energy in the mind, as this wispy cloud of energy that's changing and moving, and which eventually dissolves like a cloud into the wide open and formless space of awareness. Now, see if you can pay even closer attention. Can you catch a thought the moment it begins to take shape in the mind? What is this process like? Again, notice when you become aware of each thought. Is it after the thought is already finished? Is it in the middle? Or did you catch the thought the moment it appeared? The moment it began to bloom? Go ahead now and just receive each thought as you would a sound. Settle into this effortless awareness, this spacious and pervasive awareness, and realize that, like sounds, thoughts arise in this greater context all on their own. There's nothing you need to do here. There's no struggle you need to make. For the last minute of the session, open to the entire field of awareness. Just receive the full symphony of experience. Well, thank you for practicing. If today's practice was frustrating for you, no worries. Thoughts are slippery little bastards. It'll take time to build up some mindfulness around them. But if you ever do feel frustrated by thought, remember, our practice is not to get rid of thought. It's to bring an awareness and a clarity to them. We want to be able to discern with wisdom which thoughts to engage with and which to leave alone. Which thoughts lead to happiness and which lead to suffering. And if you still find that you're getting frustrated, just note that frustration too as another object of awareness. Remember, you as embodied awareness are not and cannot be what arises in it. So just try to take a step back and occupy that prior condition in which all things arise, change, and eventually fade away, all on their own. Become that wide open and formless space of awareness. Until next time.